Welcome, everyone, to this week's episode of Grapplecast. It's me, your host, Taran, and I'm very happy to announce that, yes, it's true, for the first time in God knows how many weeks, everybody's here. It's like Super Smash Bros. Ultimate. Everyone's here. I'm joined by Dan, Joe, and Jamie. Hello.
What up, Boos?
How are we?
Dan, sorry, my mistake. I thought it was Dom and Jim. It's been that long. I forgot your names. Sorry, Dan and Joe. How are you doing?
Yeah. Oh, my God. We got a Jamie. Well, we were actually here last week. You weren't, so.
I know, right? But it's been so long.
It has been a weird few weeks as far as, because I think we have mentioned it previously. So for anybody who's joining us this week who hasn't over the last few weeks, why? But also, we've changed our day of recording. We now record All Being Well on a Tuesday evening due to other commitments that some of us have on certain days. And it's been a little bit difficult to get everybody together due to work commitments and other commitments. But yes, we're here now. And the good thing of recording on a Tuesday is we can do it, you know, straight after, you know, the day after Raw. So we've seen what's happened. We've seen what's happened on SmackDown.
Taran really wants to get it up earlier, you see.
He means the podcast, the editing, and getting it up.
Acknowledge me.
Oh, indeed. Everybody
what,
will.
What Taran's not telling you is he cuts me out at the end. They say ring the bell at the end of every single episode, and he cuts me out.
I have to.
He needs to get that all-important editing in. You want to hear me say ring the bell? I mean, we've got Wicked theme music, and it says ring the bell, and you cut me out every time.
For professional courtesy. How are we, though? Have we all been... I hope since we're on the road to WrestleMania, we've all been watching WrestleManias.
Well, I was watching WrestleMania 21 the other night. That was pretty decent. And I've watched Raw, SmackDown, NXT, Level Up, Main Event. I'm actually watching Dynamite at the moment. So, yeah, keeping currently, you know, all caught up with everything graps.
I think the thing is, I don't need to watch WrestleManias at the moment because not only I'm still currently watching the Monday Night War documentary at the minute, but obviously I've got WWE 2K24. And I'm playing that showcase mode, and it's all about WrestleMania. As much as I hate that mode, because it's stop, start, stop, start. And I like how they do introduce the videos going in between the action and that lot. But it's like, you finally do something, and it goes to a video. Then I'm like, I can't be bothered watching the video, because I've seen it so many times. Then it's skipping it, and then all of a sudden, I'm getting knocked out on the floor. And it's like, reverse this move. I'm like, oh, what's happening?
I've got the same. What mode are you playing on? Are you playing on hard or legendary?
I ain't got a clue. I just played the game.
Easy. If it's anything
it probably
like
is on
FIFA,
easy.
Yeah, he plays it on easy.
Anything like FIFA. All right.
It'll be easy.
I'm a pro player.
I'm playing it too. I think I'm on the WrestleMania where Hulk faced Ultimate Warrior for the two belts. I think I just done that one.
I am on... I've just done Shawn Michaels Taker 25.
Oh, wow. I've been playing the...
Who do you play as? Do you play as Taker or Shawn Michaels?
You're Undertaker in that one.
It depends
because
who's
I saw
the winner.
Somebody, yeah, wins. I saw somebody
it's
online.
It's not really depends who's the winner. Sometimes you're the loser, aren't you?
Well, I saw somebody online play it and Shawn Michaels won and the announcer goes, and here is your winner, the man who ended the streak, Shawn Michaels.
Oh, wait, no. I've done Brock Lesnar Undertaker, so I'm even further. The last one I've done was Becky Lynch, Ronda Rousey, and Charlotte Flair triple threat match at WrestleMania.
Oh wow,
that's the last one I've done. I'm near the end. So that means because you have to play it to unlock all the wrestlers and unlock all like the special items or the arenas and stuff, and they've got downloadable content online, and you can't download some of them without having that character unlocked. So I wanted to download Darby Allin, but I couldn't get Darby Allin until I got Ken Shamrock, because he's got Ken Shamrock's boots or some random crap like that.
What did you buy the normal edition, and you're going to buy individual season DLC, or you're going to buy all the DLC?
I might get the CM Punk one just because. But I don't know. Usually they'll do a sale at some point for the season pass, won't, and then you'll get everything.
Yeah, I saw, because I know obviously the edition where you get all the DLC is well over £100, $100. And then I had a look, obviously I don't own the game yet, and after remortgaging my house today, I won't be buying any more games for the next century. But I did have a look at what the DLC packs were, and there were definitely some that I thought, oh yeah, if I had the game, I'd probably cash in and buy that. Some I wasn't bothered about. Some were really weird, like a mix of, and I know you can't have, you know, all the great top superstars all in one pack, because where would the incentive be to buy the other pack? So there is a bit of a mix. But yeah, I can't remember off the top of my head, but there were a couple of packs I just thought, that's weird. That's a bit of a weird mix. So yeah, I'd probably stay clear of some of them.
But no, I'm enjoying it and it's fine. And I'm doing a universe at the minute as well, which I'm going to hopefully record and make a YouTube show out of. So that's going to be quite interesting.
Well, don't you dare think you can plug it on this platform.
I'm doing the showcase, and we've got Roman Reigns vacating the world title, and then, you know, they're doing a tournament, but you get to wrestle.
Oh, the My Rise thing.
Yeah, and you get to wrestle in a pre-show and create a wrestler, and then all of a sudden he defies all the odds and he wins the world title in his first pay-per-view. Yeah.
Oh, you book this?
Apparently, William Regal puts you in the match, and the Miz is really jealous, but the Miz ends up going, no, there's a clause, I got a first draft pick. And
Miz,
I'm drafting
the GM,
a brand
Miz.
New...
Yeah.
Is it his debut match he wins the world title?
No, he has a pre-show match, and then he faces, I think it's Kevin Owens on the one match. Braun
so
Truman.
You create a wrestler, picks up a win on the show.
Are you like local talent number 7?
Well, basically. How have you been in the company for a year, and William Regal comes up to you because you're running the ropes before the show starts?
Put, like performance centre type stuff.
You're
yeah.
putting in loads of work, and I can see, you know, it's going to pay off tonight. I'm going to give you an opportunity. You're going to face Dominic Mysterio on the pre-show, and if you win, you get to go in the world title tournament in SummerSlam.
Very realistic. It's Joe, have you had a chance to jump on this game yet?
No, I still haven't played it. I dare say I'll play down like a hardcore match or something, because that was always like my favourite matches to play, is like the hardcore match, like, or street fight matches, like where you like could go backstage, like chuck people off like the stage and stuff. Those were always my favourite, so I'll probably play down to one of those, but no, I haven't played it yet.
What are the new matches like? How does the ambulance match play?
I haven't tried it yet. I've done the gauntlet match. There's an achievement if you can beat 30 people in a row on the gauntlet match on legendary mode, you get a gold trophy. So I gave that a go the other day. I got about 12 people in, but I haven't tried the ambulance match yet.
I haven't either.
There are a couple of other matches, aren't there?
Do you know what ambulance is in Welsh?
Ambulance. It's got a W in it.
Ambulance. Yeah, yeah, ambulance.
The other new match is a casket match and special guest referee.
Oh, yes, because we spoke on last week's show about one of the one of the trophies or achievements being the Cody Rhodes.
I couldn't find it. I went to look for it straight afterwards. I couldn't find it.
Being the in-joke Cody Rhodes and Ted DiBiase, that referee was trying to fuck on me, and it's called, I can't remember what it's called now, but it refers to that moment.
I tried to find it. I couldn't see it, but you got a trophy for like refereeing a match straight.
I wonder if it's a hidden one.
No, I
know you've got a hidden trophy. It's definitely on there.
I'll keep looking.
Have a look. But yeah, no, like, I am tempted. Like I said, I probably can't afford it now. But if I win the lottery, I might pick it up, because it definitely looks to be an improvement on last year. I didn't pick up last year, so I had the year before.
When you win the lottery, come on. You're getting Smith's for 55 quid.
55
quid? Or Argos, that's where I got mine, 54.
No, easy.
When's your birthday now?
September.
There you are, so do you remember? I remember. See, you know, it might come down by then. You never
it's
know.
Close. It's close to the 21st of September.
It is close to that. No, we'll see. I'll pick it up eventually. Speaking of picking things up, AEW picked up a new talent acquisition.
Another one.
Did they not, Jamie? Yet another WWE reject.
Step out the way, Deanna Purrazzo. Mercedes Moniz on the way in.
I didn't watch Dynamite, but like most people, probably jumped onto YouTube or any other means of watching the event legally or other. And I did watch the opening segment. Actually, yes, no, you are right. I did watch it over on ITV afterwards, but I'd already watched it on YouTube, but I watched the full amount afterwards after it recorded. Yeah, I mean, it was it wasn't a secret. Everybody knew it was happening without knowing it was happening type thing. A bit like when CM Punk debuted on the first edition of Rampage. It was never formally announced, but everybody knew it was happening. What do we think? I mean, I'll come to Jamie first, since he is our resident AEW expert. What did you think then? So it happened at Big Business. And of course, AEW is now sporting their new logo and the new Dynamite logo. I do actually prefer the AEW logo itself. Now it hasn't got the border and all that. It just looks a bit more, I don't know, cleaner. Yeah, exactly. So I actually quite like that. And the Dynamite logo, yeah, at least it is a logo now, because they didn't really have a logo. It was just the word Dynamite in a font, whereas now it, you know, it's got a bit of branding on it. So, yeah, Mercedes Moné.
Yeah, well, much like Joe and Bianca Belair, that's how I feel about Mercedes Moné. So I'm not a massive fan of it, but we knew it was happening. I mean, she came out right at the beginning of Dynamite, danced around for 10 minutes, saying how much she's happy to be here. And then the biggest surprise of it all, again, this is my only gripe with the show. It was a good show at the Boston, is it the TD Garden, whatever it's called. The main event, like the first match for one, was Samoa Joe versus Wardlow for the AEW World Title.
After he won the big Meaty Men Challenge.
Yes, exactly. I mean, they got rid of that name straight away, by the way.
They got rid of it because somebody got injured and weren't in the match, wasn't it? So it was they just opened it up to like eight people. And I did say last week, you should be proud of me, I watched the entire event Revolution from beginning to end.
Because it's the pay-per-view of the year.
Without skipping anything. It was decent.
It was better. Elimination Chamber of Royal Rumble.
Tony Khan said it was the best pay-per-view event they have ever put on. That's what he said.
Yeah, it's not the best ever, but it's the best of the year so far. There's only been three, and it was better than the other two.
True.
But no, in terms of the main event was Willow Nightingale versus who was she against?
Rio.
Willow Nightingale was the main event, all because Mercedes Moné could come back out at the end. So she opened the show and closed the show. And that was my only gripe with it, really. Because it's like, what's the point? You might as well just kept it as a secret and come out at the end.
Why couldn't they have had it? Like, there was a mystery tag team partner for Deanna Purrazzo, which is obviously on Rampage, which they taped. But that would have been a lot cooler. I know they put in Thunder Rosa in it, but it would have been a lot better if they just chucked this straight in to the, you know, the world title picture and had her beat tagging with Deanna Purrazzo. I would have much preferred that.
Well, we all know who's taking the title from Timeless Toni Storm anyway.
Mariah May, yeah.
Mariah May. And could it be at All In?
We've seen her wrestle.
Well, as you should. We've all seen her wrestle. She's on Dynamite.
Well, no, we've seen her wrestle live. We saw her in Cardiff Bay. She faced Cornish wrestler LA Taylor. And LA Taylor beat her for the World Cup.
All I'm going to say is, my dear Lord.
Support local indie wrestling. That you get to see up-and-coming stars.
All I'm going to say is, let's hope she does wrestle at All In, because I won't be there to see it.
I won't be there either. I'm in Canada, so...
I will be there.
Elaine Canada.
Speaking of Canada, though, what a Dynamite we have this week. Adam Copeland and Christian Cage in Toronto for the TNT title.
Welcome to Toronto.
Terrible. I've got an issue with this. Got an issue with the fact that, you know, I read something online on the socials and everything the other day. And everybody was saying the same thing. And now it's turned into a bit of a meme. And they were talking about on Squared Circle, the wrestling Reddit page for anybody who visits it. And they were just like, how have AEW yet again turned a massive star like Edge or Adam Copeland into just another member of the roster? And the issue is because they're throwing him against Christian. They should have either had a one and done and that's it, or just left it to weigh on later on down the line. Because now, I don't care about him anymore. I don't. And a lot of people online don't anymore. Well, yeah.
Okay, so I'll throw it out there, Karen. Now, you throw the gauntlet out there. If you could...
Is it a 30-man gauntlet where I'll win a trophy if I do it?
Well, if you want. No, so you can pick Adam Copeland to have a month promo, and the only thing is it can't be Christian or any of his family, and it can't be Darby Allin, who's he going to have a month-long feud with? What would you pick? What would you pick? Sell it to me.
I mean, if you watch Dynamite every week, it makes sense, the story.
Yeah, but there's a gauntlet. Like, if you had to pick somebody in their big roster, their 1,000 roster, who are you picking? Who do you want him to have a match with?
Somebody that he can put over at the end of the programme, who's actually then going to... The problem is not even necessarily a case of who can he have a programme against.
Go on, pick somebody then.
Yeah, I'll tell you now, but it's somebody we can have a programme with that he then... rubs off on, which you know exactly what I'm talking about.
He's googling then, like all the wrestlers because he doesn't know anyone. No,
and then that person can then go off and actually do something decent. So if I said, for example, let's pick a name out there, Wardlow, for example.
He just had a world title shot.
Yeah, but this is my argument. How many times have we seen Wardlow win a number one contenders match? Or a chance to face. This is like his third
for the world title once. Yes.
No, more than that.
It was for the TNT title. The other ones.
He's definitely had more.
This
than
is the first time title. For the world
he
title.
He had ones where definitely. he could grab a little metal ring, yeah. And he had other ones.
Yeah,
where
but
he
they were for the TNT title, not for the world title.
I would have him in a program with somebody like a Powerhouse Hobbs or a Wardlow who he would then lose to eventually the series, not necessarily lose a one and done match because it needs to be somebody younger than him.
Yeah, but you could have somebody same age. What about Daniel Bryan or Bryan Danielson? You know, if you think about
Bryan Danielson is in a feud with a Will Ospreay.
Yeah, but I'm just saying you could pick anybody on the roster. That'd be a really good feud because they cost each other the world title at WrestleMania.
Let me throw it this way then. When Adam Copeland joined AEW, he joined it very much on the same idea that people like Bryan Danielson did, Christian did. I mean, Christian's been different because he technically came out of retirement. But they said they had no gripes against WWE, only good things to say whether they did or they didn't. And they were, you know, leaving that, not a bad word to say, happy days. See you later on down the line. The reason that they were coming to AEW is because look at the talent, look at the roster, look at the dream matches, look at the matches that we couldn't have if this guy was in this company and this guy was in this company. We're now coming over. So why would we then want Adam Copeland versus Christian in a 6-month feud? Why would we want Adam Copeland versus Bryan Danielson when we've seen that in WWE? I want to see these people. That's the reason you're going over to the company. You've said it yourself, to have matches with talent that you wouldn't be able to have. You think about a few years ago before AEW existed, there wasn't anywhere else to go. Without sounding bad against TNA, you weren't going to TNA, so you could only stay in the WWE. So you never got to see these matches, whether you call them dream matches or just dream opponents for people. Now you have that alternative. They're going over there and they're not having the alternative. They're not having the reason that they went over.
Bryan Danielson has basically faced everyone on the roster with the Blackpool Combat Club. Copeland... He's only been in the company, since?
6 months.
November, October? Yeah. October was his first match.
Yeah, 6 months.
And obviously, he's gone straight in this feud.
And he's having a feud with somebody who he's feuded with for the last 20 years.
And how's this going to end? He hasn't feuded with him. This is like
also had loads of matches in between. I mean, like Lee Moriarty's. And
that's what I'm saying. But like, what's he going to do? He's most likely going to win the TNT title tomorrow night on Wednesday.
Terrible.
And then he can have all the feuds with all the people, and then eventually
Daniel Garcia is going to
win off him.
He's going to see the upper challenge thing, going to be with the TNT title.
And he's going to face everybody, and then Daniel Garcia is probably going to be it off him.
We forget that he's already won the title.
He has won it for 10 seconds. He loves it.
So why can't we have Christian win? It ends a feud.
I'll happily have Christian win.
Yeah, Killswitch turns on him then, and then that's set back.
I mean, I'd love it because Christian is my father.
You've got the T-shirt and everything.
I have the T-shirt and everything.
It is a quality T-shirt.
Yeah.
How much did you pay for that T-shirt?
£30 with delivery.
See, Tara, £30, an extra £25, and you could get 2K24.
Well, it's all right because annoyingly, I bought that, and then as soon as I bought that, a new T-shirt came out which I wanted. So I'm gonna have to order that at the next pay-per-view when the discount comes out.
Fine. I'm sure, I don't know how we got on to Adam Cullen, but we were talking about Mercedes Moné, weren't we? In a nutshell.
Well, the reason we changed the topic is because she's boring. Nobody cares.
She was dancing like Bianca Belair. That's who she reminded me of when she was dancing around going, no, 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 no. I was playing Bianca Belair's theme while she was dancing.
How does her theme go?
I'm on my own. I'm on my own.
Yeah, yeah. Is it as good as CEO? CEO.
That is a catchy theme, mate. That is a catchy theme.
We don't want it.
Yeah.
Isn't it just the same as EST?
The question is, she signed a multi-year deal. We don't know how long that is.
The city's going to have to file for bankruptcy, though.
I don't know if it's 3 years, is it 5 years? Let's say, for example, it's just a three-year deal.
It's multi-year.
Will she see the 3 years out, or will she be back in the WWE before that? Or will she home?
She's already said she's going to go back. Like, I think
I know. I read it the other day.
I heard this on a podcast the other day. Like, literally, she had an interview before she went on. Like, before she went back on, and they went, "Oh, are you going to go back to WWE?" Like, of course I am. And I, like, she literally said it in an interview.
She is shit on the WWE for the last 2 years of not being there, doing a CM Punk, doing a whatever. Oh, I'm never going back. They treat me like dirt. Blah blah blah. And then the minute she signs for another company with a multi-year deal, oh yeah, I'll go back there eventually. It's just like you shitted on your own doorstep before anything's even happened. I don't know. I've never been a bit.
She'll have a moment at All In, and she'll probably do something there.
Had a dreamer. I'm a bit like Snoop Dogg
will
you,
come
Jamie.
Out and sing. It'll be great.
We will be there.
We'll love it.
WWE Hall of Famer Snoop Dogg. Is he in the Hall of Fame, or did I just make that up? I
think probably. Sure, it wouldn't surprise me.
No, I'm like you, Jamie and Joe. I'm a bit like a Bianca Belair. I've never been a massive fan of her, and I don't particularly like her attitude either. Just, I'm sure she had personal gripes with the company, just... and that's why she left. But
let me put it this way. If she goes on Chris Jericho's podcast, I ain't listening.
Well, she will be probably soon, because he always interviews more. But all I'm saying is, we want Mariah May.
We don't. We want Tiffany Stratton.
Tiff. We do.
Prettiest
moonsault ever.
From Dynamite to Friday Night SmackDown.
Ooh.
And
yes, it almost rhymed.
Kind of. Yeah.
Dynamite, Friday Night SmackDown.
Dan, we had the return of the Rock concert.
We did, and they're always electrifying. I mean, the Rock's entrance as well. Roman Reigns' entrance, you fast forward, but the Rock's entrance, you watch all of it.
We had the return of the Hollywood Rock theme, a bit of a remix going from his original / current theme into the 2003 Hollywood Rock theme, which is a welcome return.
We had the electricity going everywhere. Everybody was on their feet. And I noticed that instead of trying to memorise all of what he had to say, he actually had it on a bit of paper, and they shot it in such a way that only eagle-eyed people, you could pick it up. But he had a couple of country people playing along with him as well. I thought it was very well produced.
Yeah, someone with a harmonica.
Yeah, man.
I didn't know if he had a harmonica. I didn't know if that was with his... I didn't see the harmonica. Yeah, it was... His mouth was making a harmonica sound.
Yeah.
It could have been an a cappella sound.
The one thing I will say is it was funny. I enjoyed it because I always enjoy the Rock concerts. It was probably, personally, I thought it was the weakest of the Rock concerts that he's done.
Yeah, there was no tugging on weaves.
Yeah, it wasn't as funny as previous ones. Like, there was tugging that one, obviously, the Cena one. The best one ever is the Stone Cold one.
Vicky Guerrero one?
The best one is the Stone Cold one.
No, it's the Vicky Guerrero one.
That's the best. The Rock is going to just say no.
Well, yeah.
All I'll get, and you guys might not get this, but there's a Japanese female wrestler called Meiko Satomura. I don't think she's still actually with the WWE. Her ring name or her nickname is The Final Boss. And WWE's called her The Final Boss on loads of shows. And now The Rock's like, nah, you're facing The Final Boss. I'm like, I don't know if I'm the only person who's getting annoyed by that. It's clearly somebody else's catchphrase. And he's just like, no, I'm just going to tech in this. I'm The Final Boss.
I don't necessarily have an issue with it. I think it's a good... I didn't know that somebody else is basically using it. So somebody else
can just walk around and call himself the Heartbreak Kid, because, I mean, Shawn Michaels hasn't used it for half a year.
Well, it's what I call myself in Burnley.
Oh,
It's what I call myself.
Feeding the seagulls.
In bed. Unfortunately, I'm usually by myself when I say it.
Boy toy!
I thought it was an interesting rock concert, though, Joe, because he very, very much played to the crowd when we've had heel rock all the way through. And this was more tweener rock because he was playing to the crowd and he was trying to keep the crowd on his side, apart from when he was slagging Cody off and the Cody crybaby, that type of thing. But people weren't booing him effectively, you know, this time round, like they have been in previous weeks.
Yeah.
So is that more, do you think, just because of the segment itself, just because, you know, it was the return of the rock concert and people were just happy to see that?
I think it's partly that, also because it's Memphis as well. So the Rock mentioned that Memphis is where he started wrestling. Like he started off in Memphis, the Memphis territory system with Jeff Jarrett's dad. Like if you watch Young Rock, it explains that, like he like started off in that territory system before.
What was his ring name, Joe? Can you remember?
Flex Cavana.
Flex Cavana. You're on mute.
Jamie's on mute. We can't hear him.
There was a video on Instagram about that Flex, and he was doing like some kind of promo. I saw it on Instagram the other day. It's funny you mentioned that.
Flex Cavana. Yeah.
So it was really good. And as Dan said, like he had like the bandstand with like the lyrics on it. So I think he didn't really have to remember his lyrics because it was already there. And the backing track, as Dan said, like it was really well done. Like they had like the guy on the guitar, they had the guy on the harmonica, like calling, you know, Cody crybaby bitches and stuff like that, and like taking the mick out of Cody. But yeah, as you said, Taron, it was like quite lighthearted. But the thing is, even when the Rock is a heel, like nobody really wants to boo the Rock. Everyone's booing him because of what he's saying, but nobody actually really hates the Rock. You know, you kind of love to hate him. He's not really like a dastardly devilish heel. You're booing him because of his character, but you know in real life the Rock is actually a really nice guy and he does all this other stuff. So I think with the Rock's character as he is now, people know him more as him as a personality, what he does outside WWE rather than inside the WWE. And that's, I think he kind of has to be careful. Like, he can't really go too far with it because obviously he's part of the board and he's got all of these businesses. If he goes too far over the edge, that might affect his businesses then.
I'm sure he'll be fine. He's been doing this for, what, 20-odd years? I'm pretty sure he'll be okay.
Diarrhea Dwayne.
Awful.
We had, I enjoyed it. Like I said, I enjoyed the rock concert. I didn't think it was as good as his other ones, but it's still entertaining. And I'm sure it's had many millions of views on YouTube, as all the rock segments are getting at the moment.
Do you mean it's millions and millions?
Millions of the Rock's views. Yeah, oh. Exactly.
And the tens of thousands of the Grapple Knights.
The Canaanites, that popped into my head earlier. I don't know why the Canaanites. For some reason, this is really weird of the story. I was putting the bins out earlier, and for no reason at all, Kane's
did you think
return
of Chavo Guerrero?
No, Kane's return in 2003 when he returned after having months out with a new mask, new attire, and beat up the un-Americans and the Canaanites, and he went, these people didn't come in just to see the spin of Rooney. They came in to see their Kane of Rooney. Why that popped into my head, I don't know. So I then had to watch it afterwards.
Did you start doing the Kane of Rooney like on your doorstep or in your garden?
I didn't, no, just because there wasn't anybody walking past at the time to see it. So I'll have to do it when I've got a bit of an
what
audience.
What about the seagulls?
I'm sure
the seagulls could have seen it.
I'm sure. The Blackpool Seagulls.
Seagulls? He lives in Preston.
I do
not. You have
not.
Seagulls in Preston, don't you? You know, in the North End.
Speaking of Blackpool, one of the most violent football stadiums in England, according to an article today.
Have they been to Romney Parade?
This was England.
Bloomfield Road, is that because we've had like two fans die in the last year?
Yeah, unfortunately. Outside. So, yes, I think so. Yeah, not in the stadium, yeah. I don't know. Right, moving on. Raw last night. did anybody watch it?
Of course we did. We watch every program, Darren.
Good. Then you will see that we have some further qualifiers for the, is it the six pack ladder match for the Undisputed Tag Team Championship?
Three from Raw, two from SmackDown, and of course the champions. Yeah, six pack challenge. Well, of course.
We've got, let's have a look. I think DIY were successful over the Creed brothers. So we have that.
Who's in the Creed brothers, Taryn?
Who's in the Creed brothers?
Look at him clicking on the Creed brothers now on Wikipedia.
I'm not clicking on anything. It's Julius and Brutus.
Who manages them? What female manages them?
Oh, I didn't even know they had a manager.
Ivy Nile.
Oh yeah, because of the Summit Club.
Diamond Mine.
That's it. The class Summit Club. I don't know. That faction from NXT. The faction from NXT. There you go. See, I do remember. And then I remember the New Day went over, but I can't remember against who. Was it against Alpha Academy?
Yeah.
But I'm assuming that didn't include Chad Gable. That would have been Tozawa.
No, he was too busy backstage going, I don't believe you can beat Gunther. Sorry,
yeah, he was trying to put Zayn off, wasn't he, or something, or advising him or warning him.
I noticed that Sami Zayn's going a little bit thin at the back as well. Have you noticed he's got a little top knot by there?
There was a big thing recently with Sami Zayn, though, wasn't there? Like, because Sami Zayn beat Gable to face Gunther at WrestleMania, yeah?
That's it. But the shoulders weren't down properly.
But then, obviously, he's starting to get booed because he wanted Chad Gable to be over. And then, basically, there's a lot of heat coming on Sami Zayn at the moment for not putting Chad Gable over and taking that spot. So there's quite a bit of a thing going on at the minute between Sami Zayn and... I think it's going to be a triple threat match at WrestleMania, just because, similar to like a Bryan Danielson moment at WrestleMania, that they're just going to have to put Chad Gable into it just to make the fans happy.
Give the people what they want.
I would like to see that. I just wonder whether they're going to do it or not, because they had a triple threat Intercontinental title last year, didn't they, with Sheamus and McIntyre.
And US titles, triple threat as well.
Yeah, but they do need a reason to get people on. They do. It's whether they just feel Chad Gable important enough to fill a spot.
He's going
to
win it.
Personally, well, I'd want him to. I'd rather him pick it up than Zayn. Has Zayn been in?
I'd rather neither of them
before.
Yeah, if you remember, he won it four years ago against Daniel Bryan at WrestleMania.
Well, there we go. So I won.
Keep note of that. It's on the quiz.
It's not. It's a Japanese quiz.
Oh, Lord. Nobody's getting any points later. So the ladder match specifically now is the Judgment Day defended against DIY, the New Day, and the Awesome Truth, of course, as well. And we've still got two teams to be decided, which I believe is happening on SmackDown. I don't know if they've announced the two matches as of yet. But yeah, that's coming together nicely. I mean, what have we got? 7, 8. We've already got 10 matches announced for Mania so far.
Jimmy and Jay's been confirmed.
Jimmy and Jay's been confirmed. LA Knight, AJ Styles has been confirmed as well. There's only three matches that have been announced for what nights they're going to be on. So the Bloodline and Cody and Seth is main event of night one. And then both world title matches are both on Sunday. So you would assume the world heavyweight will probably open the show and the Universal will close the show. Be nice to see soon where they're going to put each matches and try and find that balance, which I feel that they do, they have struggled with in the last couple of years, especially since it went two nights. I think we remember last year, wasn't Saturday massively better than Sunday from what I remember last year?
Yeah, Saturday was really good and Sunday was just a bit
Intercontinental...
Saturday main event was really good.
Yeah, but the entire, like, Saturday... polled better, it was rated better, definitely. The Intercontinental title triple threat was on the Sunday, so I know that was a big, you know, a good thing for it, and the main event, you know, whether you enjoyed the ending or not, the finish. But other than that,
it's all about NXT stand and deliver this year. We're going to get the Wolf Dogs versus the Good Brothers, Taryn.
The who?
The Wolf Dogs versus the Good Brothers.
Why are the Good Brothers in NXT?
Why not?
Because they can't get a place on it. Yeah, they can't get them back on it. I wonder why they keep... This is like the third time they brought them back. They bring
them back. They're on SmackDown this week. They're in one of the qualifying
matches. They do nothing with them, though. Like, there's just... I do find them very boring. Very boring.
I don't know. They are good brothers, and they're finally putting over other talents. I mean, it's decent. We're going to have Trick versus Mello as well at Stand and Deliver. We're going to have Ilya Dragunov. Who's Ilya facing? Somebody, I don't know.
Tony D'Angelo.
Oh, yeah. He's facing the family, Taryn. He's facing the family.
Well, I'm glad I was waiting for that match.
Yay.
It's all about the family. You know, they got Tony D, Stax. They got Rizzo. They got a new conciliary.
Where's Deuce and Cousin Domino?
Oh, they're in the bottom of the river. And they've got Luca Crucifino. He's the new member as well. Luca Crucifino.
Bring back Deuce and Domino. That's who we want. And Cherry.
Cherry on those roller skates.
Oh, my days.
Deuce and Domino. Sim Snooker, wasn't he one of them?
Yeah, and he dropped the Undertaker on his head when he was cameraman at WrestleMania.
Got sacked, didn't he? He got released like the next day or something like that.
Because he couldn't catch the Undertaker.
He didn't catch him over the dive. I mean, it was a nasty fall, that. I think, just going back to Mania, I think one of the matches that's probably going to happen as well, just again more to get people on the card, is Bobby Lashley's faction and bloody what's his chops faction.
Oh, you mean the final testament?
The final testament, that's it.
The Street Profits.
Bobby Lashley and Co.
And Co. Yeah. So yeah, that I mean, it's good to get them on the card. I'm not necessarily that bothered. Again, though, because you know what I've said previously, that I just don't like Karrion Kross because I just find him boring and I can't.
Well, you did vote him the most useless underused wrestler of the year in the year.
Absolutely. And then I said, oh well, at least now they're finally doing something with him. I've worked out what it is, not by default, by reading an article where somebody said, this is my issue with Karrion Kross. And I thought, yes, that's it. You've hit the nail on the head. This is the reason. So just put into one side the whole, stop, start, use him for 3 weeks and then disappear for 6 months type things. Now he is doing stuff. They said in this article, a lot of people were commenting saying, oh, yeah, they agree. In the ring, he's just so, like, how do I word this? Soft. There's no menace behind it. This is a character that you're supposed to think, oh, it's the end of days, the reckoning, whatever, terrible. He comes in and nothing, not that your shots and your moves have to look stiff, but there has to be intention behind them. There has to be aggression behind them. He's so soft in the ring. You just, yeah, and that's it. You'll know what I mean. If you go and watch him now, he doesn't tell a story in his matches through his performance, through his wrestling.
All right, Cody Rhodes.
That's his issue. That's his issue. And he needs to finish the story.
Dan, I feel like we've got a cup of haters over here.
A cup of haters.
Bring him back. Why wasn't he back at the Rumble? He should be main eventing against Manchester
earlier this month for the love of wrestling.
Was he really?
Yeah, Enzo, loving life, the one.
Oh dear. Well, maybe
he's
we'll
having
see
those Eccles cakes.
Put him in the Hall of Fame. Do it.
What Hall of Fame? It's not the WWE Hall of Fame.
Put him in it. Well, speaking of the Hall of Fame, we've got another inductee this year. Haven't we? Nice segue. Haven't we, Joe? With your favourite, Thunderbolt Patterson.
Yeah, I can't wait for this guy to go in, who I don't know who he is.
Well, apparently he was the inspiration for Dusty Rhodes' promos. He was the one who was very good on the microphone, apparently. That's all. I've never heard of him. You know me, I'm an encyclopedia of wrestling. I know quite a lot of people, like even the obscure wrestlers, but this one will be an interesting one. I don't really know much about this gentleman.
He's a big NWA name. I mean, that's the reason he's going in, effectively. I love the fact that when I was having a look at him earlier, you know, like when you go on Wikipedia and you can see all like previous names that they've wrestled under, like on independent promotions and things like that, or just before they had a name copyrighted. So obviously, best known is his real name is Claude Patterson. I like the name Claude, but he's never wrestled under the name Claude Patterson. He's most known, obviously, for the ring name Thunderbolt Patterson. He has wrestled under the name T-Bolt.
Oh.
He's wrestled under the name KO Patterson. And perhaps my favourite, and this is what he probably should have been inducted as, ladies and gentlemen, the latest name inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame class of 2024, Sweet Daddy Brown.
That could be like quite racially insensitive considering.
Unfortunately,
you know,
so yes. I mean, I'm sure he had no issue with it. Maybe he did, so I can't speak for him. I know he is famous though for trying to, and we hear it even now that wrestlers try and form a union within wrestling. He is famous for his attempts to try and form a wrestlers like labor union. He is within the whole of professional wrestling. So he gets a lot of respect from his peers in regards to that. Just having a look at some of his championships and accomplishments. The NWA Brass Knuckles champion, God knows, Florida heavyweight champion, CWA world champion. Back in 2019, he got the Luthers Award when he was inducted into the Luthers Professional Wrestling Hall of Fame. Ooh. Multiple-time NWA Tag Team Champion, ICW United States Champion, and then...
Was it ICW as in Insane Championship Wrestling in the
top? No, this is International Championship Wrestling. And then, unfortunately...
I can imagine him being this great, oh yeah.
Unfortunately... He was the recipient of the 1985 Wrestling Observer Newsletter Award for Worst on Interviews. Oh. So maybe can't cut a promo too well, but at 82 years old, he's still alive and well.
Has he not seen a Zoe Stark interview?
No, but maybe you can get some pointers, or maybe not. But he will be there. He'll be there in person. He will be inducted into WWE Hall of Fame. And I'm with yourselves in regards to that. I'm not going to pretend otherwise. I don't know much about him. When his name was announced, I'd heard of him, but I didn't know much about him. So I did have to have a look. And he's had a very decent career. He's been in a lot of places. He's won multiple championships. And like I said, he's very much, you know, lauded by his peers for the attempts to form a wrestlers union. Not necessarily in the 1970s, though, when he was blacklisted by the NWA for repeated appearances with independent promotions when he was under NWA contract. But forgive and forget, I mean, that nobody cares. He's going into the Hall of Fame, and from what I've read, rightly so.
Fair.
There we go. Right, somebody who won't be going into the Hall of Fame this year, however, according to reports, is Bray Wyatt. So it was rumoured that he may be going into this year's class. Obviously, his dad and his uncle are being inducted, but it is now being announced on the dirt sheets and whatnot that, unless anything changes, which it may still do, it doesn't look like he is going to go in this year. Bittersweet, maybe, in regards to that, I think. I'll be interested in your guys' thoughts. I think I could probably see why. They don't like throwing in people that have passed away or passed away too soon to that, because, you know, I think more or less ever since Eddie Guerrero passed away quite young because of a heart attack, obviously what happened with Chris Benoit, not that he's ever going to the Hall of Fame, but you know what I mean. It's just negativity, and there's always going to be the negativity regardless of the circumstances on when somebody passes away. When a wrestler passes away young, everybody always thinks, oh, it's the business, it's the drugs, it's the steroids, whatever. We know that's not the case for Bray Wyatt. These were different types of circumstances, but I presume it's got something to do with that, them just not wanting to put him in straight away. It's still very new, it's still very raw with people. Maybe next year would be a better option.
With more of a spotlight, like he's
exactly. Exactly, and especially now because... Like I said, they may still change their minds. They may still do it, but we're, 3 weeks out? I think there needs to be more, like you said, more of a spotlight. And he needs to be, like, the first name announced. Because if you're just going to announce him next week or the week after with only a week or two build, and, you know, this needs to be, he needs to be the headline. He needs to be the first announced. It needs to be weeks of build going, oh, you know, don't forget Bray Wyatt, this and that, promo packages, that type of thing. Just put a bit of fanfare behind it. So I don't know, I'll be interested in your guys' thoughts, but if it doesn't happen, maybe this year, maybe it is for the best, and hopefully we can see it next year.
No, I agree. I think it might be better just having him as a marquee one, because you can see from the reaction to this Peacock documentary that's coming out, you know, even watching the trailer and Bo Dallas saying, this is my brother, this is a quote from You know, he changed the industry in the short time that he was in it. So I think, yeah, he will eventually go in there, whether it's next year, whether it's in 5 years. He's one of those names. And like I said last week, he's a former WWE champion, and I feel that all the people that have won that title deserve to be in there. But, you know, maybe Alberto Del Rio exempt, but everybody else deserves to be in there.
Yeah, exactly. Your thoughts, Jamie and Joe?
Yeah, I mean, it's difficult to say, like, it's too soon. But I think he will eventually go in as a two-time Hall of Fame, because I do think they like giving some people two times. And I think the Wyatt family, and it's probably the only way that Eric Rowan's going to get in the Hall of Fame, no disrespect to him, and it'll be a nice way to get John Huber in there as well.
As I mean, Braun Strowman would get in there as well. So that one might come maybe in about 10 years' time when, like, Braun Strowman potentially retires. That'd be a good way of getting him in there.
Unless it's just the three of them, but yeah, but I mean, Braun could be part of that as well. But
well, I suppose John Cena and Daniel Bryan, they were also in there as well, weren't they?
I think it would just be the three of them, but yeah, sure.
get Randy Orton in it.
Oh yeah,
it's like when they inducted the NWO, they didn't put every single member that was in the NWO. That would be half the WCW roster.
It was the same with the Horsemen as well, wasn't it? They only did like the original four. They didn't do the remake of them.
It would be the three Wyatt family, and I think maybe we'd see that before Bray Wyatt. It was a way to get Luke Harper in there as well.
Yeah, that's a good show. Oh, and hopefully next year, Virgil, because unfortunately we just had the passing of Virgil as well. So, speaking of NWA members, NWO members, should I say? Yeah. Oh, right. Well, Bray Wyatt, though, is getting a documentary. Let's not forget that. He's, I think, April the 1st. It's debuting on Peacock, WWE Network as well, maybe. I don't know. You would assume so.
No, it's Peacock original. Same with all of them. Like Peacock, Cody Rhodes' American Nightmare, isn't it? You can't get that on the WWE Network. So it's just
Peacock. There will be means of people being able to watch it in the UK and Europe. Don't you worry. I shall watch it. I am looking forward to that.
I'll watch it legally, thanks.
I'm sure you will. Is it legal, though? Technically, through a VPN?
What's that?
What? Jamie just put his thumb up, and our Skype call.
It just did
a weird emoji. It's not doing it now. God knows.
But
the documentary just look very good, and there's going to be a lot of behind the scenes unseen footage. It's going to be, it's probably be quite a difficult watch.
Wow.
This is amazing. I think because I'm doing it first, I'm the best.
Sorry, Jamie. So we're trying to have a serious conversation over Bray Wyatt, and Jamie's doing all of his emojis.
Like, I'm not even pressing anything. It's just happening.
Which our listeners cannot hear at all. But
what a time to be alive.
Oh, my days.
If you get on Skype, do a little love heart. It's beautiful. Like, a love heart comes out. You put your thumb up. Everyone's having a good time. Like, you get a little thumbs up there. You put your thumb down, a thumbs down will come up.
This is worse than when Joe Gacy comes out in NXT and they rotate the camera upside down because he's crazy.
He's crazy.
Has anybody watched Dark Side of the Ring, any of the new episodes?
I don't watch that
show. No, I've got the two episodes.
I think John Tenta was the first one, wasn't it? I can't remember. Oh, it was the second one, Buff Bagwell as well.
Yeah, the Bagwells.
I do need to watch both of them. Mind, I've read something. I'm sure I want to get this right as well, because full disclosure for any lawyers listening out there, in case this doesn't happen, I'm sure it says on the Dark Side of the Ring that something along the lines of Buff Bagwell used to get his mother, I assume Judy Bagwell on a pole match, Judy Bagwell to shave his private region before a match.
I thought you're basically going to say something like he pimped his mum out to all the
matches.
No, no. Go get a friend to take care of her before the matches.
I'm sure I read that. Let's have a look. Bagwell.
But no, I do need to watch them. I've got them both. Just need to watch them.
There it is, yes. No, I didn't make it up. Buff Bagwell would get his mother to shave that area before a wrestling match.
On the forklift.
Yes. Well, yes, Judy Bagwell on a pole match that was on a forklift, not a pole. How brilliant. How incredible. But yeah, I just wanted to check if anybody had watched it yet, because I still have those two episodes.
I would rather watch NXT Level Up than watch
that. I don't know why you guys don't watch Dark Side of the Ring. They are very, very good.
I'll just stick to weekly episodic wrestling television.
You can just stick to the bump.
You stick to the bump at NXT.
They got rid of Matt Camp. Matt Camp's not on there anymore. Keita Braxton's not on there anymore. It's definitely gone a little bit downhill, the bump now.
How can it go downhill? It was already at the bottom of the hill before it started. They've dug a trench, have they?
Christ. No, they've built a bump.
Oh, yeah. My good lord. No, you stick to NXT Level Up.
I will.
Good lord. Right, shall we quiz it down?
Ooh. Yes, we can. Oh, right. I can't get a point this time.
Good. Let's have a look at the board. You're on two, I'm on two, Jamie's on one. Joe is yet to get off the mark. Today could be the day, Joe. Don't you worry.
Today? I mean, especially on this topic.
Well, there's a reason behind this topic. Points. So, it is a Japanese quiz, but the reason for it, obviously we have many listeners of the show, but there was a friend of the show, good friend of ours, Lee, who came up to us in the pub.
Lee!
Pub. Lee, yeah. Good old Lee. Give a shout to Lee. He said he listens to the podcast every week, and he said that we need to add more Japanese content. We don't talk about the good people at Pro Wrestling Noah, New Japan Pro Wrestling, and, you know, they and Stardom, they're doing a lot of good things, and we don't bring it up as much. So I thought, you know what? It's my turn for the quiz. I'm going to do a wrestling quiz. I'm going to do it on Japan.
Just a quick thing about that. Mariah May came from Stardom. I've already talked about her today. Mercedes Moné's just come from Japan. And if you really want to, Okada's just come from Japan and signed with AEW and aligned himself with the Elite. There's your Japan knowledge right there. And Will Ospreay, the greatest wrestler in the history of wrestling, who came from New Japan Pro Wrestling, is now in AEW. There's
Jamie
your Japan.
Jamie has a very good chance of winning this quiz then. He knows quite a bit about Japanese wrestling. So
I know about people that have come to AEW.
Let's just get it over and done with, then. Let's just do it.
I think you might surprise yourself, Taryn. So your question number one, who was the youngest ever New Japan Pro Wrestling heavyweight champion? The youngest ever.
Okay.
Confident? Joe, you confident?
Oh, I'm not confident. I just wrote a Japanese name down.
Oh, okay. Who says the Japanese? Anyway, number two, Antonio Inoki is both in the WWE and WCW Hall of Fame. But can you tell me the induction years? You got a point for each. So WWE and WCW. Yep. So what year was he inducted in WWE Hall of Fame? What year was he inducted in WCW Hall of Fame?
Okay, I'll put that for that.
So transfer 2 points in that one.
Okay,
number three. Who is the oldest World of Stardom champion? So Stardom, obviously the all-female promotion. Who is the oldest World of Stardom champion?
Oldest.
Yes.
Like, who knows? I don't know.
Okay, number four. Three Hall of Famers have won the G1 Climax tournament. Can you name them? So it's WWE Hall of Famers. Three WWE Hall of Famers won the G1 Climax. Can you name them? G1 Climax started, I think. I'm trying to remember the article. It's 78. Obviously, it's still going now. So three Hall of Famers.
And it started when?
I think it was around about, don't quote me on that, I think it was around about 1978. I think that's when it started.
Are these, I mean, I don't know how much of a clue you can give, are these current or past WWE superstars?
They have all, two of them have wrestled in WWE, and one of them wrestled in WCW.
Okay, I don't know that. Well, I've got an add-on two names.
Okay. Number five, who did Vader win the New Japan Pro Wrestling tag titles with? Vader, who did he tag with and win the tag belts with in New Japan? Big fan Vader.
I was watching Ric Flair versus Vader earlier on.
Oh, right. Was it good?
Yeah, it was Cultaholic. It's done a video with WCW matches. Man, somebody's very heavy breathing down that microphone. It's putting me off to no end. Probably Jamie.
Probably.
But
excited.
Yeah, it was 50 WCW matches to watch before you die. So I watched Steven Regal versus Belfast Brawler from Uncensored 96, which I'd seen before anyway, and it's very good because it's a very stiff match. But I watched Vader versus Vader versus Ric Flair from Starrcade as well. That was quite good.
Fair, I'll have to add it to the list. Your question number, let's double check where we are. Question number six, what is the name of Pro Wrestling Noah's World Championship? So what is the name of Pro Wrestling Noah's World Championship?
Okay.
Bit of a tough one. I think that's probably the tough one out of all of the questions I've got today. So I'll let you have a little think on that one. While he's thinking on that one, number seven, it's a bit wordy. At Wrestle Kingdom 5, the Bad Intentions beat Beer Money Inc. and the Muscle Orchestra for the tag titles. But can you tell me who was in Bad Intentions? I'll give you a clue. One of them is a current WWE superstar, and one of them is a trainer in the WWE Performance Center. So Bad Intentions, who are they? One's a trainer and one's a current WWE superstar.
Okay.
Bad Intentions. What a name. Okay.
Yeah. No idea.
Number eight. Wrestle Association R, founded in Japan, had many up-and-comers throughout the years, but what is it also known as? So it's Wrestle Association R, was founded in Japan and has had many up-and-comers going through it over the years. But what is it also known as? Or what was it also known as? I don't think it is still going. I'll give you a clue. If you've read Chris Jericho's first autobiography, he's a famous person who came out of this company.
Okay. Then no, I haven't got that.
Fair enough. Number nine. What year did Finn Balor win the Best of the Super Juniors? He was obviously Fergal Devitt back then, but what year did Finn Balor win the Best of the Super Juniors?
Okay, we'll pick a random. This is all very random answers,
mate. I think you might surprise yourself. And number 10, it's worth 6 points. Can you name me the six members of the American contingent of the Bullet Club? So that's name the six members of the American contingent of the Bullet Club.
As in what's in AEW now?
Not necessarily just AEW, but the
current one, yeah?
Yeah, in American promotions, the members of the Bullet Club.
Right, okay, that's fine. Well, I say that's fine. And how many? Six.
There's six. Mm. Not necessarily all AEW. They could be in other American promotions. Obviously, they're not in WWE. They're the OC in the WWE, but yeah. Six people.
Okay. I've got two. I don't know
if they're
right.
You've got two? Wow. Okay.
I have four.
I knew. There's an easy four if you watch
it. It's an easy four.
Yeah, no, I know, but I can't. I can only remember what two of them are called.
I'm expecting
Joe. Oh, no,
I
know one of them. Yeah, okay. No,
I'm expecting Joe to know the other two, but.
Okay, right, let's go for it.
Okay, so we'll go with number one. Who was the youngest ever New Japan the heavyweight champion? We'll start with Taryn.
I have no idea. Okada.
Joe.
Kota Ibushi.
And Jamie.
I went for Brock Lesnar.
No, it was Shinsuke Nakamura.
Oh, makes sense. Enough. Fair enough, yeah. Good old Shin.
I think Kota Ibushi was the last ever recognised of the old format, so he definitely has won it, but... Yeah, with Shinsuke Nakamura. Okay. Number two, Antonio Inoki is in both the WWE and WCW Hall of Fames, but can you name me the induction years? Joe, go for your WWE one first.
I think the WWE was relatively recently, so I said 2020 for WWE, and for WCW, I put the year 2000.
Oh, okay.
I'll just go next because I put exactly the same. I put 2020 and 2000.
And Jamie?
I went for 2010 and 2000.
Well, Jamie gets 1 point. The rest of you don't get any. So it was... Did you say 2000? What years did you say? 20?
I said 2010. They both said 2020 for WWE. And then we all went for 2000 for WCW.
Yeah, so it was 2010 for WWE. And for WCW, it was 1995.
Oh, a lot earlier.
I was going to go for
1999 if it wasn't 2000, but fair enough.
Okay, so who is the oldest World of Stardom champion? Jamie.
I ain't got a clue. I just put Trish.
Taryn.
I tried to go with, I thought, oh, it's probably somebody American and who's still kind of active, but on the indie slash whatever. So I went Mickey James.
And Joe?
I've exactly the same Mickey James.
So do you remember earlier I said that there was a wrestler called The Final Boss that was a Japanese wrestler and they'd taken the name off?
I remember.
And their name was Meiko Satomura.
Sure, well, I tell you what, how we didn't get that, Christ knows.
I thought I'd put in that Easter egg earlier, just in case you'll get a name in your head, just in case.
Yeah, yeah, like, would remember that.
Well, you never know. I remember. So there are three Hall of Famers that have won the G1 Climax. Can you name them? Taryn?
No. Hogan, Sting, and Andre the Giant.
Joe?
Sting, Stone Cold, Ric Flair.
Oh, wait. And Jamie?
I also went for Hulk Hogan, but just because we spoke about him earlier in Oki.
Yeah, so two of you have 2 points. Joe has none. I don't know where those came from. Why Stone Cold was in the G1 Classic, I have no idea. But yeah, it was Antonio Inoki,
smashed
Andre
it.
The Giant, and Hulk Hogan.
What a time to be alive.
I know.
Ooh, fair enough. That's Sting! What a no love for Sting. God rest his soul.
All right, who did Vader win the tag titles with in New Japan? We'll go with Joe.
I put Sting again.
Oh, wait.
So did I. Sting!
And Jamie?
I just thought this would be a great tag team. Bam Bam Bigelow.
Yes, what a team that would have been.
Yes, Bam Bam Bigelow.
Well, there you go, that's why they won it. Well, I think
just to have them together.
Yep, Bam Bam Bigelow and Vader. Happy days. Well done, Jamie. So number six, what's the name of Pro Wrestling Noah's world title? I can't wait to hear this. Jamie.
No, I didn't push her, she fell.
Okay, Taryn.
Now I thought outside the box here. I thought
so did I.
What company was it again?
Noah, Pro Wrestling Noah.
Oh, Pro Wrestling Noah, yeah.
Noah, I didn't push her, she fell.
What would make more sense but still be simplistic at the same time for their world championship? So I went with the Pro Wrestling Noah World Heavyweight Championship.
And Joe?
Noah Way Out.
Oh my God. Noah Way Out.
At least we've got some puns in there. Taryn tried to go serious.
I wish I told you.
Noah's Ark.
It was the GHC World Championship, but the GHC stands for something. It's the Global Honored Crown.
Yeah, so I get half a point for the World Championship.
The World Championship of the World!
Because I told you, so what's the name of their World Championship is the question. So, no. Number seven, at Wrestle Kingdom 5, Bad Intentions beat Beer Money Inc. and the Muscle Orchestra to win the New Japan Tag Titles. But who is in Bad Intentions? Taryn.
I ain't got a Scooby-Doo. Didn't you say that somebody was a trainer and somebody was...
a current roster member.
Well, then the trainer has to be What's-His-Chops, who A-Train. Forget what he's called.
Albert.
Yeah, but he's real. He wouldn't have wrestled under that. He was called Bernard.
Matt Bloom.
Or Matt Bloom, okay. That's it. So yeah, Matt Bloom, Joe whatever. And I don't know, Billy Kidman.
Right, and Joe?
I put Steve Corino and Seth Rollins.
Oh my God. Jesus. And Jamie?
I put Albert and Shinsuke Nakamura.
Ooh. Yeah, so I would have accepted any name of Albert. It was the Big Bernard or Giant Bernard.
Lord Tensai.
Yeah, Lord Tensai. I'll accept anything with Albert, A-Train, any of those. He tagged with Carl Anderson.
The Boldies.
Yep, the Boldy tag team.
Fair enough.
But Carl Anderson's tagged with loads of different people in his career down in New Japan.
Have a hot Asian wife.
Yes, he does. Wrestling Association R, founded in Japan, has had many up-and-comers, but what is it also known as? Taryn.
Well, what does it spell? Wrestling Association R spells...
Have you put
Whoa. I just put whoa.
I'm warm as well.
I have no idea.
Joe?
Whoa.
Wrestling and Romance War.
Yep, Joe is spot on. It's wrestling.
But I've got romance.
I put war.
Joe, would they get a point for war, do you reckon?
No, give Joe the point. He put what it stands for, so that's only fair. But yeah, war.
But yeah, so it's all about, in Jericho's first biography, he talks about it quite a bit when he went to Japan. Right. Number nine, what year did Fergal Devitt, Finn Balor, win the Best of Super Juniors? Joe?
2006.
Taryn?
2009.
Jamie?
I went too late then, didn't I? 2012.
I thought you were going to get it then. It's 2010.
Oh. I was just thinking, like, he was in Preston in, like, 2014-15.
Just before he went to NXT. Okay, name the six members of the American contingent of the Bullet Club, just because I think it'd be funny and I want to hear Taryn's two answers. We'll go Taryn first.
No, I've got three.
He's got three, go on.
Oh.
Austin, Gunn, Juice Robinson, Jay White.
Okay, there's a clear one that you could also put, but okay.
But it's someone Gunn and I can't remember his name. I can't remember the other Gunn if it is him.
Joe?
I've got Jay White, Juice Robinson, Austin Gunn, Carlton Gunn, Ace Austin, Rich Swann.
And Jamie.
Yeah, you know I've got Bullet Club Gold from AEW. So Jay White, Juice Robinson, Carlton Gunn, and Austin Gunn.
And what's the two from TNA?
Rich Swann and whoever he said before.
It's definitely
Moose,
not.
Probably Moose.
Moose, wow. No, it's definitely not Rich Swann, but Joe is right. Ace Austin. And Ace Austin teams with Chris Bay. Chris Bay.
Bay,
and they're,
Bay.
Called AB, they're called ABC. So ABC are the
ABC.
Team. ABC? Whoa. Whoa. And yes, Austin and Colton Gunn, Juice Robinson and Jay White. The Bang Bang Gang.
Brilliant. The Bang. I mean, that's gone now, isn't it? The Bang Bang Scissor Gang.
Good, good.
I just watched the spread of that. So if you want to mark your answers, and I think I know who might have won, but let's
I'll
see
smash
who's
this.
Won.
I got six.
Nice.
I got six as well.
Oh, Jamie got nine. There
well
we
done,
go.
Jamie.
A point for Jamie.
I like Japan.
Puts him on two as well.
So, two for me, two for Jamie, two for Dan.
Bokuwa Dandes.
Who's on next week? Is it me?
This guy.
Yes, you.
Right here.
Oh, it's Jamie.
Oh, it's Jamie. It's back to Jamie. Good, right, Joe. You can smash it next week.
No Beano quizzes.
Joe, where can everybody
like
find us on the
socials?
Where can everyone find us on the socials, Joe?
You can find us on Facebook. You can find us on X, formerly known as Twitter. And you can follow us on Instagram at Grapplecast Show. And don't forget to like and subscribe so you never miss an episode.
Lovely. What's happening this week in wrestling other than SmackDown and Dynamite?
Well, and Dynamite in Toronto.
Well, the tea and yeah. Hmm, yeah. Christian's going to win, don't worry. Send Edge
Good.
To that retirement home.
Send him to the
again.
Edge.
To the Edge. And then maybe he can finally start a feud with Powerhouse Hobbs. That's what we all
want.
We've
got Trick Williams is facing Noam Dar on NXT this week.
When's that happening?
Tonight. So it would have aired by the time.
How can we watch that in the UK? Just so I know not to turn it on.
On NXT.
So it's NXT. It's on WWE Network, but it's on the next day. So obviously it's on like 1 a.m. tonight on the Wednesday morning, but it'll be on tea time, sort of time. If you have a look, tea time, 5-6 o'clock, NXT is usually on there by then.
Lovely. Well, I look forward to you telling us about it next week because
we'll watch the
I might
whoop
not have
that trick. Whoop that
Lovely.
Trick.
Right. Enjoy, everybody. Thanks for listening. As always, thank you for your likes and subscribes. We will be back next week, hopefully, as long as there's something to talk about. Jamie, if you'd like to sign us off.
Yeah, I mean, I guess without further ado, I bid you a goodbye, a good night, and watch for the show.
Ta-ra, guys.
Ring the bell.
Ring the bell! Ring the bell!